Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
8:13 now, Thursday morning. Every now and then we talk to Dr. Brent Wallace. Dr. B, Chief Medical Officer of People's Health, always gives us some valuable information. How you doing, Dr. B?
Hey, Tommy, I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm okay. Hot, but, you know, it's quiet for hurricane season, so I guess I'll take it. It is officially hurricane season, very, very early. So if you haven't started preparing, now is the time to do so. And Dr. B from People's Health is going to talk about hurricane kits and share some tips for protecting your health during a weather emergency. And I guess we got to start with the obvious question, which is, what is a hurricane kit?
Yeah, absolutely. And like you said, this is the time to be thinking about this. So your hurricane kit is really simply a collection of all the things you're going to need in an emergency. And you really want to make sure you have a well-stocked kit. You got to put it together now when there's nothing going on in the Gulf so that you're ready to go when there is something. And it's going to help you evacuate quickly, or if you decide to stay in place, make sure you have everything you need for during and then especially after the hurricane. And so if you don't have one yet, it's really easy to create one. You just want to gather all those supplies you need, put them in an easy to carry container like a duffel bag or a large container, and then store that kit somewhere safe but also accessible. Don't tuck it way back in your attic because you don't want to be scrambling to try to find it. And then make sure if you live alone that you let your family know where your kit is as well.
You can get a storage container in just about every shape, size, etc. I guess that wouldn't be a bad idea either. And the idea is to have it all in one place where you can grab it, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, those Tupperwares are really great for those.
So what are some must-have items for a hurricane kit?
Yeah, so it's going to be different for everybody. Everybody's kit's going to look slightly different based on what their needs are. But in general, you want to make sure you have a couple of things in there. So really important is a first aid kit. And that can be important for if you stay after the storm. We see a lot of injuries happen, so you want to be able to make sure you can take care of those. You want to have personal hygiene items, you know, toothbrush, deodorant. That's important for you and all the people around you. You want to have some extra clothing as well. And then maybe a blanket because you may be sleeping somewhere you're not used to sleeping, especially if you do leave town. You want to make sure you have a flashlight, and then extra batteries are really important. Go get those batteries now. You're probably going to need a bunch of different sizes as well. A portable phone charger. We use our phone for everything, especially getting information, so make sure you can keep it juiced up. And then I actually also have a battery-powered radio so that I can tune into WWL and hear what's going on and everything. And then really critical is make sure you have all your important paperwork. You know, make a photocopy of your ID and your health insurance card, and then maybe even your homeowner's insurance so that you've got that with you wherever you end up.
Although you listen on your radio to WWL, and I'm the guy, one of them, at WWL, I pack everything and bring it with me here because you never know. I don't pack food and water, though, and that's one of the things that people listening should pack, right? How much?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. You know, if you're going to evacuate, the Red Cross says you should have about 3 days worth of food and water for each person that's evacuating with you. And keep in mind that, you know, for water, you're actually supposed to drink about a gallon of water per person per day. So that's a lot of water to pack if you've got a couple of people going with you. And then you want to store some additional food and water with your hurricane supplies in case you decide to shelter in place and stay in town, because as a lot of people know, sometimes the grocery stores are not open, or they're inaccessible, or the shelves are empty.
How about some ideas for foods for a hurricane kit that would be good?
Yeah, what's important is to make sure they're, you know, shelf-stable foods. Obviously, we prefer to eat fresh foods, you know, fruits and vegetables and stuff, but those don't travel well and they don't store very well at all. So you need things that don't need to be refrigerated or cooked. Canned fruits and vegetables can be helpful. Soups are important. To get that protein that you need, too, energy bars are really good, and they stay good for a really long time. Nuts, and in particular, nut butters like peanut butter and almond butter are really good. Beef or dried meats you can use. And then seafood, if you like seafood, canned tuna is really a major staple. And then people don't think about it, but sardines are a real good source of protein as well.
I'm not a big fan of the sardines, but I hear what you're saying. Any port in a storm. What about some health items in a hurricane kit, Doc?
Yeah, so maintaining your health during a storm is really critical because it's pretty stressful. You want to make sure you bring all your medications, and this is really important. Bring them in their original containers. A lot of people use pill boxes, but if you end up somewhere and you're trying to figure out what your medicines are, it's going to be hard to know the square pill versus a round pill. So try to bring those containers with you if you have them. And you want to make sure you keep taking your medications as they're prescribed in an emergency. That can be really important, like I said, because of the extra stress you're under. And then bring any other medical supplies you might have or that you might use, things like dentures and eyeglasses, hearing aids, and in particular, mobility aids, you know, things like walkers and canes. Those may be hard to replace if you can't get back into your home or if you have damage. So bring those along with you, too.
Or expensive, right?
Exactly. They definitely can be if you need to replace them.
So a lot of these items can't stay packed away. How do you remember to grab them in an emergency?
Yeah. You're not going to be able to fit it all in that box that you have. But what you can do that's real easy is just make a list of all the items that you need. You can check off the ones that are already in the box, but then you can say where they are located in your house. And then you can pull out that list and actually say, okay, I've got all these already. Now I need to go grab these. And this is where they are around my house. So you can be quick and ready to go if you need to.
All about organization. We'll take a break. We come back, we'll talk about updating your hurricane kit. Dr. B is our guest, Dr. Brent Wallace, Chief Medical Officer of People's Health, talking about hurricane season and making sure you have a hurricane kit prepared so in case something happens, you're good to go. 820 Traffic, WWO. 825, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with our friend Dr. B, Dr. Brent Wallace, Chief Medical Officer of People's Health. This week we're talking about keeping a hurricane kit ready in case you're good to go in case you have to go, but also, Dr. B.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In case you stay and decide to ride it out, we've spoken about that. How often should you update a hurricane kit?
Yeah, you want to make sure that you update it at least once a year, and this is actually the time of year you want to do it, right before the potential hurricanes start coming, and make sure all those food and medications are not expired, and especially check your batteries or any electronics to make sure they're still functioning. And, you know, the other thing to keep in mind is that things change over the course of a full year, so you may need to update your kit because of a new diagnosis, for example, or a change in your medication routine, or even the change of the number of people that are in your household who may be staying with you.
Is it different for people that have some more serious health concerns?
Yeah, you know, absolutely. If you have a chronic or a long-lasting health condition, you probably need to think about some extra planning. Make sure you talk to your doctor about that as well, because you want to take any steps you can to avoid interrupting your treatment plan. And so, you know, an example would be, let's say you're on dialysis, and most people on kidney dialysis really need to have a plan to evacuate. You want to ask your doctor for your orders, your medical orders, and write down the names of any of your care team members and your phone and the phone number so you can get in touch with them if you need to. And like I said, evacuation for dialysis is important. You want to make sure you know where you're going to go, where you can access a dialysis center, and then call your health plan because they can help as well to let you know where you can get that care, and they can even try to arrange to make sure you're ready to be received when you get there.
What about people with diabetes? What should they do?
Yeah, we have so many people in town with diabetes, so this is a really important one. You know, you want to make sure during a storm and after that you continue checking and managing your blood sugar. It's probably going to go up a little bit because of the extra stress. That's normal, but make sure in your kit that you've got a couple of things specific to diabetics. So there's something called a glucagon emergency kit, and diabetics will know what this is, but it's when your blood sugar drops too low, it can actually reverse that process. And then make sure you have your blood glucose meter and all the supplies you need for it. So like I said, you can continue checking your blood sugar. And then make sure you've got at least a 2-week supply of your insulin and all the supplies that you need for that as well. And then I tell people, make sure that you've got some foods that are actually high in sugar, like hard candies or regular sugar soft drinks, because you don't want your sugar getting too low as well. And you want to make sure you've got those on that list you created so you can add them to the kit right before you leave.
A rare chance to eat something that tastes good.
Exactly.
What if you need to fill a prescription during an emergency?
Yeah, so this can be a big issue. So when there's a severe weather warning issued, you want to make sure you reach out to your doctor, check your pills, and make sure that you've got at least 2 weeks worth of those maintenance medications. So any of those drugs that you're taking on a regular basis. And if you need a refill, ask for the refill. If it's too soon for the refill, that's usually not a problem, because often there's something issued in an emergency order that's called a special exception. And that's where your health plan will waive those coverage requirements during an emergency, and they'll allow you to get those prescriptions earlier than you would normally be able to get them. And if you did evacuate, they'll also let you go to any pharmacy to obtain them. So call your health plan about that.
Yeah, and I guess a good thing about so many national pharmacies is it does go from city to city, right? They're all tied in the same network.
It does, yeah. So if you are at one of those national ones, they usually can look up your prescriptions for you. But I always tell people, you know, from after Katrina, again, bring your bottles if you can.
Definitely.
Because sometimes the pharmacist is just scrambling trying to figure out what your pill is, and it can be difficult at times.
Definitely bring the bottle. How about some final advice, Doc?
Yeah, just don't start waiting. We all like to procrastinate, but, you know, these can come on pretty quickly. Some of these that form in the Gulf, too, you can only have a couple of days to prepare and everything. So you want to make sure you do all of this now so that you're not running around trying to put everything together last minute. You want to be able to evacuate or be prepared to stay with everything you need kind of calm and confidently.
Some good information, Doc. Thank you. Every Category 5 storm that hit the United States was, at most, a tropical storm 3 days before. So that's why it's important that you get ready and stay ready. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Tommy. Talk
to you weekend. Soon. You bet. Dr. Brent Wallace, Chief Medical Officer of People's Health. You can always visit the People's Health Medicare Center. They're at 3017 Vets between Trader Joe's and I forgot what else the thing is there, but it's on North Causeway. You can't miss it. Beautiful facility. Appointments are recommended, but walk-ins are welcome. You can also visit the website, peopleshealth.com, or just call them at 1-800-978-9765. All right, get ready. When we come back, we're going to talk about chemtrails, which our legislator voted to outlaw, which is, I guess, different because they're not real. But we'll talk about that when we come back, as well as President Trump's Golden Dome. Right now, time for WWL First News. All right, 844, 16 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL. I don't think that there's anything more important that a president can do than defend and protect the country, and that's what President Trump has proposed with this Golden Dome project, I guess, plan. He wants to spend $25 billion toward it. Ultimately, I think it's going to cost $175 billion. Let's go to the expert here and see what he thinks. Ian Boyd joins us, director of the Center for National Security Initiatives at the University of Colorado. Good morning, Ian. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for taking the time. We appreciate it. Tell me, I guess, overall, what this Golden Dome missile defense system would be.
Well, it's a big architecture that includes things in space and things on the ground to sense and detect different kinds of missiles that might be fired at the U.S., and then what we call interceptors, but other missiles to shoot down someone else's missiles. So it would be a very big project with a lot of technology included.
When I heard Golden Dome, I immediately thought Iron Dome in Israel, and it seems as though that system works pretty well. How does this compare or differ from theirs? Of course, it's a much bigger country, obviously. But
yeah, so, I mean, Iron Dome is often described as the best missile defense system in the world, and it is very effective for Israel. Golden Dome would be kind of, like you said there, sort of an enlargement of the same kind of concept. Obviously, the U.S. Is a much larger area to cover. There are threats from all around the world, so it really has to protect all of the homeland. You know, one way in which Golden Dome would be different is it would rely a lot on things in space, which really Iron Dome doesn't do. So a much bigger project because the challenge is that much bigger.
So tell me what is involved here, because it's not a physical dome, obviously. There would be, what would it consist of? Different stations at different places? How close would they have to be to the, let me take a step back. Have things changed as far as those who could potentially do us harm with the technology of their missiles that makes this necessary?
Yeah, that's absolutely where this is coming from. And the easiest place to look at is China. China has invested the equivalent of hundreds of billions of dollars in new types of missiles. They're called hypersonic missiles, and they're hard to defend against. They need new approaches. And so what Golden Dome would consist of is spacecraft that have sensors on them that could detect these missiles. One of the new challenges of these missiles is you have to track them all along their flight. So you have to kind of keep an eye on them all the way. And so Golden Dome is described as a conceptual dome, because you would be tracking the missile for some phase of its trajectory with one satellite, and then you would pass it over to maybe a ship that's, you know, trailing it for another part of its trajectory, and it would pass it on to a ground base that would, you know, trace it into when it was coming to hit something. So it's because the geographical scales involved here are hundreds and thousands of miles. You need a bunch of distributed sensors, like I said, in space and air and sea, to be able to track these things comprehensively.
I don't know shoe polish from you know what, but I can tell you it's going to cost what you just talked about. It's going to cost a lot more than $25 billion. How much would it cost to fully do something like this, Ian, in your opinion? Do you know?
Well, I don't think anybody really knows. You know, there's so much uncertainty because there's certainly a certain amount of development still needs to be done. It's not like we're just buying all of this stuff off the shelf, mm-hmm. although we do have quite a lot of things available to us. But yeah, you know, when you're putting things in space and a lot of things in space, I mean, just the launches themselves, you know, cost a lot of money. And there's a lot of hardware here, you know. I certainly, you know, hundreds of billions of dollars for the full thing. But beyond that, I'm not willing to say.
Do we have a choice as to whether to spend this money or not?
Well, so that's a great question. You know, so the alternatives, right? One thing is to try and do this. The alternative is to do nothing, which means that countries like China and Russia, maybe North Korea, Iran, have missiles that could be fired at the U.S. that we are not able to defend against. Mm-hmm. So is that a tenable position? You know, probably not. And the third option would be diplomacy and discussions, negotiations. But, you know, for example, if I'm China and the U.S. is just going to come to me and say, hey, let's talk about you not using these missiles anymore and we're not offering anything in return, I don't think that's viable either. So I think this may not be the only solution, but it certainly has to be part of the solution.
If you have a pair of threes and the other guy's got four aces, you're not going to negotiate your way into splitting the pot, are you?
Oh, exactly, right. You got to bring something to the table. And then this is a good way also to think about Golden Dome.
All right, let me take a break. I'm going to talk about hypersonic missiles when we come back, because sometimes we throw phrases around and people perhaps don't know what that means. What exactly is that? And the other question I have is, how do we keep China from stealing whatever it is that we develop? Because if they steal it and then it's like spy counter spy, then we keep spending money, they keep stealing it, et cetera. We're talking, which I think is a legitimate concern. We're talking to Ian Boyd, director of the Center for National Security Initiatives at the University of Colorado, about the Golden Dome. And I don't know that we really have a choice other than to build this. 850, 10 till 9, traffic, WWL. 8:56 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, having an interesting conversation with Ian, Boyd, I thought it was it, director of the Center for National Security Initiatives at the University of Colorado, about President Trump's proposed Golden Dome missile system. Let's talk about hypersonic missiles. What are those, Ian?
Yeah, so hypersonic missiles are sort of a new class of missiles, and what hypersonic means is that they go really, really fast. So these things fly through the atmosphere about a mile a second. If you think about that, that's really incredible speeds. And
this is,
and so they represent,
I'm sorry to interrupt, Ian, but this is in space, in orbit or in the Earth's atmosphere, these are traveling this fast?
Yeah, so it's between space, it's lower than space, and it's above where airplanes fly. So, and that's part of the challenge in defending against them, that we don't have kind of radars and things that are looking that area of the sky. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in combination with their very high speed.
Between where airplanes fly and the outer space?
Right.
I got
right.
You. Okay.
So, So they're, you know, because they're fast and because they fly in a different part of the atmosphere, and also because they maneuver, which means they kind of change their flight path as they go along. These are the things that make them difficult to defend against.
Somebody texted in about Iron Beam can not only track missiles from orbit, it can engage them with directed energy weapons, which engage targets at the speed of light. I don't know how that compares with a hypersonic missile. Thoughts on that, Ian?
Yeah, people are talking about, you know, so for the first go around on Iron Dome, you would try to shoot down missiles with missiles. They're called interceptor missiles. But in a second generation, if you like, they might use lasers or microwave beams, which I think is what your texter is referring to. Mm-hmm. And so that technology is coming along, but it's not really ready for prime time yet.
Do we know if this Golden Dome will be ahead of what the Chinese have or have on the drawing board?
Yeah, that's a good question, right? Because nobody sits still, and, you know, it's kind of a cat and mouse game, you know, in national security. And so almost certainly China will continue to be developing their systems. But hopefully in the design of Golden Dome, you know, you're not just trying to address today's problems. You're thinking about the near future as well. So it's just how these things go, you know, that somebody builds a missile, we build a counter missile, you know, and then they go on to their next step.
Real quick, does either country have a technological advantage over the other?
Well, I think they're very close to being peers. You know, China has invested a lot of, you know, resources in building up their military capabilities over the last couple of decades. America's had a lot of other things to think about, and now we're refocusing on China.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your time. We'll talk to you again. I'm sure Ian Boyd, director of the Center for National Security Initiatives at the University of Colorado. The legislature has outlawed contrails, which don't exist. We'll talk about it when we come back.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music. Or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.